of years ago, I had a telephone conversation with a young man who had just graduated from possibly the best ministry training school in our nation. The young man was well trained in the supernatural ministry, both from a biblical perspective and actual practice. He was on his way to help start a church up north and was visiting some friends in the area. I was considering having him come to our church to minister. However, it soon became apparent in the conversation that I could not, in good conscience, invite him to minister, in spite of his apparent anointing and qualifications. It was his attitude. Proverbs 18:23. The poor man utters supplications, but the rich man answers roughly. In the midst of blessings, it is easy for us to forget it was only because of the love and grace of God that the blessing came in the first place. The young man had spent the last 2 years of his life immersed in a supernatural revival culture under the leadership of one of our nation's greatest revival pastors. This young man may have been influenced by an attitude or spirit of elitism. Kathy Walters made a remarkable observation about this. Often this happens when there has been some kind of success in growth, or a move of God and blessings are manifested. It's often when things are going well, people are not on guard, and this exclusive spirit slips in. What began as a cry of God is visiting us gradually becomes God is visiting us, to finally God is visiting us. God pours out His Spirit, and because we are hungry and because we need Him, not because we have qualified or earned some special favor, He, Jesus, is the one who will present us faultless. I think most of us have experienced being in a group and gradually began to feel left out or excluded. In churches, there can be a perception of a in-group or inner circle. Jesus had the 12 disciples, and within the 12 it appeared that Peter, James, and John made up an inner circle closest to Jesus. However, it does not appear that the other 9 disciples felt left out or excluded. I believe one of the reasons is the disciples were all going after the same thing. They had a common vision and were following one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. In churches today, not everyone is going after the same thing. Not everyone is buying into what the leadership is promoting to be the heart of God. I think we have to accept that. However, we must not ever tolerate an attitude or spirit of elitism in the church. Paul had to address this very issue with the Corinthian church, as seen in 1 Corinthians 1:10-17. 1 Corinthians 1:13. Has Christ been divided? And 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I am afraid that, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. I believe the Lord has called us to revival and spiritual awakening. However, in seeking after it, I have discovered the Holy Spirit to be very conscientious at reminding me to major on the majors, which is the Father's heart and the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. That is, the God is visiting us, and we are hungry and need you, God, mindset. He is our first love. His visitation and how it affects us are wonderful and to be received with thankfulness and to be enjoyed. However, when we emphasize these, they must always be in the context of honoring and glorifying the Lord Himself. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.